With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Organic blueberry growers now have the knowledge to compete with conventional growers thanks to a 10-year study at Oregon State University. Coincidentally, over that same time period, OSU professor Bernadine Strick says organic growing operations in Oregon have increased tenfold.
When I started the study in 2006, there were an estimated 2% of our production was organic in Oregon. And when we finished the study 10 years later, it was as much as 20%. So it's a pretty increased growth and a lot of pride in the fact that many of the organic growers in this region have used the information that we've learned to improve their management and their return.
Strick says they had four key areas of focus when the study began.
Planting methods, flat ground versus raised beds, which cultivars are more adapted to organic than others. A key question growers had was economical weed management, and we looked at that through using different mulches. And then the final key question they had was knowing that organic fertilizers are so much more expensive than conventional fertilizers. We looked at different rates of fertilizer and different sources of nitrogen for fertilization. And in all those areas, we had pretty eye-opening results.
Strick says one of their key discoveries for growers is that raised beds are more productive for growing blueberries, organic or conventional, with an overall yield 22% higher over 10 years.
And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about the preparation for pear harvest.
We're right at the beginning of Bartlett pear harvest. For growers that controlled pears still early season, they might be able to get through without too much trouble. In other areas, pearsill has popped up and is making a sticky situation. All that pearsill honeydew can leave black sooty mold russet on the pears. Fruit's still looking small, but these warmer temperatures will help to grow. Speaking of warmer temperatures.
So that means mites?
Yes, they love these hot and dusty conditions. You'll start to see them on the edges of the orchard first, where you'll see burned, fired leaves. For monitoring, start at the inside scaffolding near the trunk and evaluate for mites on those leaves. Look for webbing, especially on the bottom side of the leaf. Growers will have a small window of opportunity to control mites between Bartlett and annual harvest.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.